This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's make sure that all platforms are on. Every platform is on. Miss Ella is on. Give me a sign. Put on the light in that room so I see your faces. It's too dark. Put on the light. Quick, quick. Miss Ella is on. Miss Ella is on. Especially in a nation at such a crucial time. Someone shared to me how it lifts her faith so much. Let's thank God for the Hallelujah Challenge. These are the last few days. These are last few days. The last few days. And my advice to you is that you don't miss any of the days. There is something called the bottom pot of the food. That's where you have all the sweet part of the food. Where you have the largest concentration of the ingredients. Well cooked. These are the bottom pot part of the challenge. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for strength for us. Thank Him for grace. Thank Him for the anointing. The prophetic words. Words of knowledge. Words of wisdom. The joy in the city. Thank Him for the ministers that have graced this platform. We are approaching hopefully the last 4 days. Last 3 days. Give Him thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for blessing us with Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for the souls that have been saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just before I forget, I have Apostles' dumb account. So at some point when we're leading praise, I'm going to change with someone and then I'll go give it. There are people who want that, who couldn't send in their gifts to him. So we'll get it across and we'll flash it at some point. And let me do some house cleaning. Now, we're not sure that we can meet tomorrow. We're still debating it because of the elections. And if you know me, I like to be a man under authority, because there is a blessing that comes with being under authority. So, I hear there's a curfew from 12, which technically means that if we're done here at 1 or after 1, that we can't move around, except we stay in here, and we don't have all the facilities to stay in here. Moreover, most of us here have to go and vote. I have to go and vote. I tried to see if I can change my polling unit to be close to where I live now, but they couldn't do that. So I have to go near where I live, because I have to vote. Amen. This one is I have to vote. Hey, this one I have to vote. This one. Hey, see, I have to vote this one. So, which means that if we hold the challenge and we end and we move around, we will be violating what? The law. Except by one very privileged exemption. We here have, you know, exemption to move around. So, if we have it, and it is official, and we have government permission and escort to say that when we are done, they will convey me, alright, to my polling place and our team, we can do that. But if we don't have that, we will not have it. Amen. And it pains me that we can't have it because it's the night of the election. It would have been good to have it. It would have been good. So, but if we have it, it means that our people will have to, we have a lodge for the whole team where we pay for the whole challenge for them to stay there. So, which is close to where we have the challenge. If we finish and we go back to the lodge, because we have some security details, we will not technically offend, even though it will be outside the, you know, but it will mean that we are moving around at that time, which is, I won't encourage. So we may not have the Hallelujah Challenge tomorrow night. It would have been good to have a Friday night, you know, celebration. But these are the technicalities. I don't like to open any door for the enemy. This sort of platform is very, very spiritual warfare. So we try to seal every loophole that he may lay as an accusation against us to attack. So if I have some people those watching, you know, highly placed, who say, Pastor Nat, we can make this happen and you won't offend, let us know. But if not, we may not have it. Now, it means that we can extend it, but this is the problem. After the Hallelujah Challenge, we are also having MM Praise, say Marathon Messiah's Praise, which I will advertise. Please get me the flyer now. I'm also a part of it. It is one of our denomination's flagship yearly program, which I would encourage us to be a part of after the Hallelujah Challenge. Okay. So it happens, and I don't like to hold parallel programs when my church is holding a program, also being a man under authority. Even though I know the last day falls on the 27th, but I'm trying to work something out whereby the last day of the Hallelujah Challenge, we always have an extended period. All right? So I want to see if we can fuse the two whereby we begin with MM Praise at about 10, and then I come in with Hallelujah Challenge to close 12 to 1. And then we continue with MM Praise. We join the feed here. I'm going to discuss with my church leadership. If not, if we don't have those 2 days, it means that the Hallelujah Challenge will be reduced by 2 days. Or we move it after the MM Praise, which is still possible. So we're going to look at all of these technicalities. But the principle there is, I'm a man under authority. And it has helped me for years. There is a blessing for being under authority, and I don't want to violate, you know, that principle. So we will give you information as we go, so that you don't feel we just cut Hallelujah Challenge short. So these are the technicalities. Amen. And then tonight, say tonight is a night of celebration. Tonight is a night that all doors will open. That amen is too weak. I beg you, by the mercy of God, you are going to dance like you have never danced before. Tonight again, please demonstrate your testimony again. You are going to dance and be a fool for God. Hallelujah means to be a fool for God, to be clamorously foolish. We had a few testimonies today, and come and see. So you are going to celebrate God. And also towards the end, before we blow the trumpet, don't go without hearing that trumpet sound. It's a seal. Somebody says it's a seal. If you read the book of Revelations, they had 7 trumpets blowing what? 7 angels blowing 7 trumpets. And every time they blew, they unsealed things. Amen. So as I blow the trumpet, I'm going to be sealing or unsealing, as it were, certain dimensions of our prayer request. Amen. So don't go. But being the last few days, we are going to thank some of our partners. I believe in gratitude. There are people who have made this challenge easier and better for us. If you observe from the broadcast, it's better than our early days because we constantly upgrade. Okay, so we're going to make mention of them and celebrate them and, you know, advertise them. They've not sponsored us in quotes financially, but they've just done well. Amen. And we feel that we should mention them. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm excited tonight. And the team says thank you. They started receiving some downpour. They've started receiving downpour. Their praise will be different tonight. You see, their dance is different. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. Hallelujah. Somebody, are you ready for doors to open? Say, all doors. Open up. Open up. Shout it. Open up. Say, as I pray, as I praise, as I prophesy, all doors, lift up your heads. All ye gates, open up. If you know those who should be joining who are not here, you better call them. I'm feeling something tonight. Psalm 150. Let's read together. Please join us to demonstrate this psalm. Want to go? Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his firmament, his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Come on. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Represent the harp. Praise him. Psaltery. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Come on. I said praise him with timbrel and dance. You better dance. Hey! Praise him with string instruments and organs. String instruments. Our guitar player is not here. We'll pray for him. He just has a little procedure. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Come on, cymbals. Cymbals. Simbalo, Simbalo, hey, verse 6, let everything that had breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise him, if you have breath, if you are breathing, if you are breathing, if you can breathe, I didn't say you should stop. Let everything that has breath, 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 let everything that has breath. If you have air in your lungs, if there are lungs, there are air in your lungs. If there is air in your lungs, praise him. Nigeria, praise him. Praise him. Let everything that has breath. Let everything that has breath. Let everything that has breath. Let your kidneys praise him. Let your livers praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Vaya Kabbalah. Praise him. Praise him. Nigeria, praise him. Wherever you are, praise him. Lift up your hands and praise him. Praise him. At midnight, put Acts 16 for me. Acts chapter number 16. Very quickly, Acts 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them
and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, say suddenly, suddenly, every door, all doors, every door, flung open, and everyone's bands were loose. As you shout hallelujah, let the doors open. Let the doors break open. Let them open. Doors of destiny. Doors of wounds. Doors of favor. Doors of breakthrough. Nigeria, your gates are open. Nigeria, your doors are open.
Can we praise our helper a bit, singing Ebenezer? And by the way, the Ebenezer song is ready. If you hear it, oh, you thought you heard a song, Tobechukwu. Wait till you hear Ebenezer. I was listening to the mix today. It's too bad. Say it's too bad. After this challenge, we will unleash those songs. Aiya, we're about to sanitize the atmosphere. We're about to shift the atmosphere. Are you ready to dance? Somebody shout Ebenezer. Before we sing, let's dance. Tonight is a night of celebration as we celebrate. Somebody get a white handkerchief. Continually in my mouth, Ebenezer,
forget. There is a pregnant woman. I heard something like epidural. What's epidural? It's a procedure. Okay. You're about to give birth, and it looks like there's some kind of complication. As you praise God tonight, we release the oil of ease. The oil of ease. Before you travel, you will put forth. Ebenezer, eh. Ebenezer, eh. Jehovah Ebenezer, eh. Ebenezer, eh. When I'm down, you lift me up. Jehovah Ebenezer, Ebenezer, my stone of help. You are my stone of help. You are my stone of help. My shield and buckler. Only you are my helper. Only you are my maker. Ebenezer. Everybody testing. You are good. You are good, Jehovah. Hey, everybody testify. Hey, ay, 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 ay. Listen, there's somebody here. There's somebody here. They've given you a few months to live. My God, they're giving you a few months to live. Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord commanded it not? I dare you to dance before God today. I want you to ignore that doctor's report. The one that made it here, shall it not hear? I should dance for him today. That which was spoken concerning you shall be turned around. Everybody testify.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
Everybody
testify.
You are good.
You are good.
Everybody testify. Chioma, 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 Chioma cannot hear much smile. Jamame, Jama. Jamame, Jama. Jama, Jama, Jama. Jama, we bless you. Somebody dance. Every heavy weight is being lifted. I see the pressure taking off someone's shoulders. That cloud is broken. That cloud is broken. Chioma, 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 Jesus, after that he has suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Listen,
I never knew that you would settle me this way. I never knew you would settle me this way. I never knew you would settle me this way. Settle me this way. I never knew.
I never knew. You
would
settle me this way.
Yeah. I never knew. You would settle me this way. I never knew. You would settle me this way. Settle me this way. Thank you. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. After that storm, you are going to be over. You sing. You will settle me this way. I never knew that you would settle me this way. You would settle me this way. Thank you, Jesus. I never knew.
I never knew you would settle me this way.
I never knew
you would settle me this way. Settle me this way. Thank you, Jesus.
I never knew.
I never
settle me. Let me take you to a choir of state. Men, I want you to be home. I mean, Ivan is on. Ivan is on. Ivan in Oyo. Ivan is on. Nigeria is on. Put your glasses on. Everybody know you. Many a weekend that you hope, oh. Many a weekend that you hope, oh. I'm in for your mommy's way. Who is like Jehovah?
I'm in for your mommy's way.
Who is like Jehovah?
I'm in for your mommy's way.
May we get the Jehovah. Oh. It means we like Jehovah. May we get the Jehovah.
Oh. I'm in for your
mommy's
way.
I'm in for your
mommy's way.
There is somebody with a pain on your right leg. On your right leg. On your right leg. Around your hip side. As you dance, we command that pain to vanish. Let that pain vanish. Let it vanish. Begin to use your leg. Man, here we tend to Jehovah.
I'm in for your
mommy's
quail.
I'm in for your mommy's quail.
I'm in for your
mommy's quail. Man, here we tend to Jehovah. Somebody dance. Yeah.
unto the Lord. That threatened pregnancy shall not be aborted. In the name of Jesus, we are dancing unto the Lord. Unto the Lord, we are dancing unto the Lord. Unto the Lord, we want to shift gear now. We are changing frequency. We are changing frequencies.
You are God. You are not God's people. You are not God's people.
You are a great God.
You are God.
You are God. You are not God.
before you prophesy, open your mouth and speak in tongues. Now, Father, as we prophesy today, the lion has roared. Who can but prophesy? As you speak these words, let them happen. One, two, say, open doors. Every womb, every door, marital doors, prosperity doors, salvation doors, healing doors, revelation doors, open up in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, open up, lift up your head, open up, open up, every door. Open up, as we praise, open up, access, favor, prosperity, restoration, resurrection, visibility, acceptability, healing, every womb, that woman, that man, that has waited for 17 years, for 17 years, for 17 years. Open up right now. In the next 9 months, you will see your evidence. Your evidence. You will prevent you. You will prevent you. Say, I will prevent you. I will prevent you. I will prevent you. You will prevent you. In the next few months, in the next few days, you will prevent you. You will prevent. You will prevent. You will prevent. I will prevent. I will prevent. I will prevent. In the name of Jesus, Nigeria, prevent. Nigeria, prevent. Nigeria, prevent. Somebody shout hallelujah. I hear a prophetic word. Can I prophesy? Don't stop, don't stop. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. I prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord. By the name of the Lord that confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers, you shall not be defeated. In that court case, you will not be defeated. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Open your mouth and give him praise. Bless him. All around the world, open your mouth and bless him. Exalt the name of the Lord. Shagada Bahada Balagadi. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Lord, we give you praise. Jesus, we celebrate your holy name.
Jesus, we celebrate your holy name. Jesus, we celebrate your holy name. We lift up our voice to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you tonight. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise, for he is glorious and worthy to be praised. He is the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. We give you praise, Jesus. Praise, Jesus. We exalt your holy name. We adore your holy name. We decree that indeed you are good. We decree that indeed you are good and you are kind. And you are merciful unto us. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name.
There is somebody with a bedwetting affliction. Bedwetting, very embarrassing situation. That situation above of embarrassment comes to an end. It comes to an end. It comes to an end. Lift your hands. Let's prophesy. Let's prophesy. Say in the name of Jesus, we command, let there be light in our lives. Say every situation of darkness, begin to give way to light. Now. Open your mouth. Clap your hands. Stamp your feet and pray. Let there be light. Whatever means darkness. Give way to light. Whatever represents darkness in my life, give way to light. Give way to light. Every darkness in our families, let there be light. Isaiah 22:22, Revelation 3, verse 7. And so shall it be. Let's be together. I want to go. Will I lay upon his shoulder? So he shall open, and none shall shut, and it shall shut. Revelation 3:7. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Yeshua Mashiach there. Jesus. And he has given us, God has given us his name to open doors. Want to go. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and none shall shut it. Some theologians have said that that key of David is praise. It's debatable. Say tonight, every age-long door that has shut against me, I command you, open up! Open your mouth and declare every age-long door. Any door that has shut against you, by reason of our high praise today, by reason of the name that is above every name, Yeshua HaMashiach, let those doors open. Let those doors open. Let those doors open. Let those doors open. Let the doors open. Open up. In the name of Jesus. Doors of good promises open up. Doors of opportunities. Doors of revelation. Doors of conception. Doors of opportunities. Doors of kingdom wealth. Doors of divine encounters. Open up! In Jesus' mighty name. That same key, shut doors. Say every evil door. Every door masquerading as a trap will shut you right now. Doors of death. Doors of sickness. Doors of misfortunes. Doors of pain. Doors of regret. Shut, shut, shut right now. Open your mouth and shut those doors. Father, I declare that diseases are healed right now. Diseases of all kinds be healed, are healed right now. Temi, 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 Temi. I don't know if it's Temi Lolu or Temi. Be healed right now. That's a confirmation to you. You said, Lord, let my name be said. Every access route for the enemy, for evil into my life, will shut right now. Every access point into our marriage, into our children, we seal by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's pray for Nigeria. Isaiah 66, verse 7. Let's read this. May I come and lead this? Come and lead this. Let's pray that in this lection we'll bring forth our man child. It is figurative. The man child there is figurative of the new Nigeria. Say new Nigeria. Devoid of oppression, devoid of poverty, devoid of corruption, devoid of nepotism, devoid of tribalism. Come and lead. Let's read the scripture.
Okay, I want us to read together. I want to go. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Can we take that again? Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. We are going to pray concerning Nigeria. Our Father, we decree concerning Nigeria that through this election, let justice, let righteousness be born. Shall we lift up our voice to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that through this election, the upcoming elections, the presidential elections, the election of the various, in the various states, we decree that through this election, let justice and peace, let equity, let righteousness be born in our nation. 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 In the name of Jesus, let righteousness be born in our nation. Jesus, we call upon your name. We call upon your name. Let righteousness be born in our nation through this election. In the name of Jesus, that even as our nation travails through the election, even as our nation travails through the election, let righteousness be born. Let peace be born in our nation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We're going to pray verse 12, praying for peace. You know, elections are not World Cup, so there's no winner. Whoever emerges from the election will affect every one of us. And if the process is not quiet and peaceful, it affects every one of us. We're going to pray, verse 12. Say, for thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall he suck, he shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees. Concerning this election, holding this Saturday, and after the fortnight, concerning every election holding, we decree peace in our nation. In the 36 states and in the Federal Capital Territory, we decree peace. In the 774 local government areas, we decree peace. In every ward and polling center, we decree peace. Shall we lift up our voice to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim peace upon our nation. We nullify every activity of the agents of darkness and the agents of violence. We nullify the activity where they come together, where they are scheming, where they are taking counsel together to kill, to injure, to injure, to destroy. We proclaim peace. We proclaim peace. It shall not come to pass. We scatter their plans. We scatter their plans. He said, associate yourselves together. Take counsel together. It shall not stand. For the Lord is not with them. Hey, for the Lord is not with them. We proclaim peace upon Nigeria. Peace be upon your cities. Peace be upon your rural areas. We proclaim peace. We proclaim that their weapons of unrighteousness shall not find success. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim that their weapons of unrighteousness shall not find success. Every weapon they have fashioned, it will fail in this season. Every weapon I have fashioned, it will fail in this season. Peace be upon you, Nigeria. Peace upon your walls. Peace upon your cities. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Two more prayer points for Nigeria. Two or three. Please, those of you who are joining from around the world, please forgive us that we are praying for Nigeria so much. This weekend is the weekend of our election. If you don't feel like joining us to pray, please, by extension, pray for your nation. Okay? 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Please, nobody logs off. We are going to blow the trumpet. By the grace of God, the Lord spoke about me years ago that every time I blow this trumpet, that the heavens will be open. It's not just an instrument. God has given me grace, and he has put his breath in me to prophesy with this instrument. So please don't go until you hear the last trumpet sound. Let's read together. I want to go. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them. The Bible says it's a righteous thing to God to trouble our troublers. Pray this on two levels. On one level, personal, and secondly, on Nigeria. Say, Father, trouble the troublers of Nigeria. Say, Father, trouble the troublers of my life and destiny and my family. Open your mouth and pray. And you will see it. Trouble Nigeria's troublers. And trouble the troublers of my life and my destiny. They trouble the troublers. Trouble the troublers of Nigeria. Trouble the troublers of my destiny, my family. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Remember the prayer of mercy. We ask God for mercy that in this weekend we will not mortgage the destiny of Nigeria. And let me say this, please don't let people buy you Don't let people buy your vote. Every time you sell your vote, you sell your destiny. You sell your future. You sell your children's children's future. Anybody who is buying votes does not mean well. Those spending money, may their money fail. May their money fail. But above all, may the will of God be done. Now the thing about the will of God is, we have to surrender to His will, to trust that His will will play out. You see, we are prayed. Say we are prayed. So when things start to happen that don't look like what we've prayed, we have to trust God. Say trust God. Remember we said we pray for the what, but God determines how we sort it out. God told Abraham, I've made thee a father of many nations. He didn't tell him that he will have to wait for that long. He didn't tell him. Joseph saw this beautiful dream where the sun, the moon, his brethren bowed down to him, but they didn't show him the picture of what? The pit. All that travail. They didn't show him all the experiences. Say, Father, by your mercy, let your will and will alone be done in Nigeria. This weekend, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our elections. Open your mouth and pray! Job 5:12-14. The Bible says that he disappoints the devices of the crafty and that their hands shall not perform their enterprise. Father, every crafty man or woman group seeking to manipulate and orchestrate their demonic plan agenda this election, disappoint them. May they meet with frustration. May they meet with disappointment. We DPR them. Amen. We DPR them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Destroy their plans. Amen. Let your counsel be established. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for a peaceful election. Let there be no shedding of blood. Amen. It is not worth it. Let the new Nigeria emerge. Amen. Father, you have great plans for this nation. Let it emerge. In Jesus' mighty name. You may ask why I'm so passionate about Nigeria. Well, I don't know. I think it's what the Lord put in my heart. I'm so passionate about this nation because I know Nigeria carries a great destiny. Nigerians carry great destiny. See, Nigerians carry great destinies. If you're a Nigerian, don't go around the world bowing your head and being ashamed. See, if I go anywhere and they say, where are you from? I say, I'm from Nigeria. And I say, because I'm loaded. See, I'm loaded. I'm loaded. The average Nigerian is very loaded. See what God is doing in ministry with our music, our songs, our scientists. Go everywhere, you see them. The Nigerian is loaded. Say, the Nigerian is loaded. Say, the African is loaded. There's treasure in the Nigerian. There's treasure in the African. You know, I was recording my album last time and I said something. Africa is not a dark continent. This is the richest and the wealthiest continent. It's just, we need that light, illumination. And we need those leaders that will emerge and begin to help us see who we are. And chart a new course. May they spring up in this new season. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You are that leader. You are that leader. God begins to make a room for you. Makes a way for you. In the name of Jesus. And you shall not disappoint. In Jesus' mighty name. Now a few things before we go. We'll take the altar call. And then we will sound the trumpet. This morning, I believe I'm anointed. I don't know why this trumpet is. I'm feeling a need to sound it. Seriously tonight. And as I sound this trumpet, Father, we dispatch angels all around Nigeria. Let them move. We release legions of them to assist the security forces, the police, the army, the navy, to secure our borders. May they pursue ballot box snatchers. If your job is to snatch ballot box, may you not try it, because you will fall down and quench. We release angels. These elections must be successful. And let me say this. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding me. I was meditating. I beg my generation. I beg you. Please. Can we stop attacking people for choosing their political affiliations, no matter what they are? Because when we do that, as the new generation, we become guilty of the same things we are trying to vote out. We become oppressors. Leave anybody, you know. Do you know where to make your case? Make your case with your PVC. Where is my PVC? Yes. Fight with your PVC. Let's stop attacking people. I'm seeing, you know, people declare their, you know, some people choosing other parties. And I find comments, young people attacking them and using very vile words. And oppressing people. You know, opposing sense. No. Let us make the statement with our PVC. You know, everybody has the right to vote. And I'm appealing, please. I'm appealing so that we don't get guilty. We don't chat the same cause. Amen. You know, let us fight with our PVC. Let us argue with our PVC. Leave people to choose whatever they want to choose. Yes. It's up to us as the new generation to say, you know what? We can't vote the same way and expect the same result. Sorry, and expect a new result. Amen. I just thought to mention that. Amen. There's something I was going to say before now. Sorry. Partners. Yes, I'm going to go to that. But let's take the very key one. Altar call. Altar call is very important. I'm sure you've been blessed tonight. Let me say it again. Don't leave without hearing the trumpet sound. Then we will appreciate our partners. If Jesus is not the Lord of your life, you are taking a very big risk. If you die without Jesus on this side of eternity, you are eternally lost. You see, we don't die. Say, we don't die. You either exist in eternity without Christ or with Him. And it is unthinkable, unimaginable to imagine life without Christ for all eternity in pain, misery, without hope. All you need to do, Jesus is the way of escape. He came to die so that if you believe in His sacrifice and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. So lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I declare my sins are forgiven. Jesus is my Savior and my Lord, and I am born again. Father, I declare everyone who has said that prayer saved to the uttermost. In Jesus' name, you are born again. Put your hands together for our new brothers and sisters. Celebrate them. Whoa. If you have said that prayer, please go to our website, www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Go to the new convert page, fill the form, and we'll get back to you. The idea is to connect with you, to help you know more about this new life and help you get established. We have free pamphlets, and we are purchasing 5,000 from our dear brother who has written an amazing new birth experience pamphlet, and will give free Bibles and recommend a Bible believing church. All of that for free. the partners who have paid for that. That's what we use some of the funds for. Amen. Now, as the challenge draws to a close, somebody say, somebody says to us, let it be every month. You don't know the kind of work this is. You don't wanna, Ghana. And besides, it's not something we just do because we feel like doing. But there are some people who have made it possible for us to appear here. And we want to appreciate them every day towards this last day. Please, I need some fun. I beg. Amen. All right. You know, we praise God today. It has serious AC. It's hot. So that's how come, you know, we book it tonight. We release spiritual energy. So, because of being live on internet, there are many copyright issues, you know, legal issues that come up from time to time from YouTube when we sing other people's songs. And sometimes YouTube sends us these warnings. But we partnered with Simon Cooper's, is a law firm, and they drafted a very comprehensive, very sound document for us that protects us when we do this. So please celebrate them. Can you put it on the screen? Put it on the screen, sir. Guys, come here. Let's celebrate them, our legal partners. When you watch YouTube, hope we still have those things scrolling. Okay, those disclaimers. Put it on the screen now. Hey. So that those on Instagram, I shouldn't have, they should know that I should have done that things. They should stop doing like they are learning work. Haba, quick, let's wait. We want people to see them and appreciate them. Let's give to whom honor is due. Very quickly. So, Simon Cooper, partners, bless them for us. So they draft our legal document and make sure that we are not in trouble. Next. Please don't log out. Show gear is the equipment and musical instrument group that set up this studio. They sell our equipment. They help us to pay instrumentally. Amen. And they help us. So let's celebrate them. Mr. Tayo and group. Then Carol Film. Yes, we are so proud of Carol Film. Carol shoots my videos. Hallelujah. Amen. That lovely video. Wonderful wonder. And he came here and gave our people some good insights. So if you watch on YouTube, the pictures are better than they were last year. So Carol Films, connect with them. Carol is about the best in Nigeria. You know, good guy, loves God. Amen. And then our landlords, you know, the mall where we are, Mr. Peter, who was so gracious, and you know, we actually own the parts, the floors where we are. We bought them, but they gave us good discounts to pay, no stress. He supports what we do, you know. So we celebrate them. They make sure that we have a peaceful environment. And then our financial partners, Zenith Bank, quickly off. I didn't tell you to hear what. Amen. So Zenith, we celebrate them. And then our next partner. Now I want to talk about Premium Trust. Now, Premium Trust is a Kingdom financial institution. And they have made sure that we have seamless financial, you know, transactions. When we wanted cash, and I hear that this bank is one of the very few dispensing cash everywhere. You know that on a daily basis. Premium Trust and, you know, they have come to change the game. You know, and I'm proud to be associated with them. So they've supported, hallelujah, Challenge with amazing financial services. So we celebrate Premium Trust Bank. I've asked that they come to Chevron area. We need them. I'm sure they just won two awards, new bank, but they are changing the face of banking in Nigeria. We celebrate Premium Trust. So go to their website, you know, open your account and experience, you know, an amazing banking experience. Amen. Amen. So thank you very much. Thank you all of our partners. Amen. Now let's blow the trumpet as we close. And like I said, we may not be holding the challenge today. We'll give you the information. If we're able to work out the technicalities, we'll let you know. Amen. Father, we please raise your journal. Wave them. Wave them. Wave them. Wave them. Wave them. Wave them. As we blow this trumpet, we declare open doors. Open doors. There is a request we got about a lady who's in coma in the US. Can we stretch forth our hands to the camera and command resurrection power to come into her? Say, Father, we declare, let Lazarus come forth. Let that lady in coma come alive in the name of Jesus. We thank you because it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's blow the trumpet as we end. Wave, wave. And then we'll have Messiah's praise, Marathon Messiah's praise beginning on the 27th. You want to be a part of it. So move from the Hallelujah Challenge straight into this. Give him thanks. Father will give you all the glory. 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 Father will give you all the glory.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.